Right, good evening everyone, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. So, you have your house and it's a little bit cold. It's actually quite cold. And sometimes the thermostat listens to you and you know everything's nice and warm, Friday night, very geschmack. But sometimes it doesn't work for some reason. Maybe there was a lot of cooking going on in the kitchen and that affected the thermostat. It can affect the thermostat in some ways. And for some reason, the heating is not kicking in, it's not feeling cold enough at all. In fact, the thermostat doesn't feel like it's hot at all. So you set it for number 19, 20, and it's not giving the boost really. You would want to turn it up. But turning up the machine on Shabbos involves a big problem of basically turning on a whole machine, basically turning on a hot system on Shabbos, a hot boiler and boiling up water, which involves the issue of making a fire, of cooking up water. So the shaila is, can you ask a goy to switch on the boiler to turn up the heating if it's quite cold? It's cold, there's children around, you can see their fingers are getting blue, or blue, whatever, they're getting, you can see it's quite cold. So there's an interesting halacha, although you can't usually ask a goy to turn up the, to do malacha derais on Shabbos, but specifically when it comes to a person being in a cold environment, you can suddenly tell a goy to do malachas, which is going to make you warm.
Mufurish,
and you can have positive benefit from it, although usually you're not allowed to have benefit, and you're not usually allowed to instruct the goy mufurish directly. Here, when a person's in a cold environment, it's okay, because there's a rule, hakoil choylem itzalatzina. We are considered as potential ill people when we're in a cold environment. If you look on Google, you'll see that when a person is exposed to a cold environment, there are seven illnesses that a person can catch. If you're in a hot environment, nothing will happen as long as you make sure you're drinking, your hydration, that's fine. But when a person is exposed to being cold for a long time, for a good few hours, then he is at risk of receiving, you know, things that you don't want. Pneumonia, all these sorts of things, even the regular cold, all these sorts of things. So the halacha is that you can tell. Even if there's an alternative,
putting
on more clothes, you can still directly ask a goy to please switch on the switcher on. That's not our topic tonight. That's a quite clear shulchan aruch, harish and hof. It's very, very clear. Clearly registered. There's not much to discuss about that. Our question is, many times, it's not freezing. Take a day like today. It's not too cold. 13 degrees, not terrible. And if you have, your heating is not, you know, as you would want it exactly, it's not terrible to have a bit of a coffee or a bit of this. It's not the end of the world. Now, you would like it to be a bit hotter. Instead of 19 degrees, you would like it to be 20 degrees. Right? It's not freezing. It's nowhere near the single digits. It's well above the double digits one. It's 15 degrees. But you want it to be a bit warmer. Can you now instruct the goy directly, please come inside and turn up the thermostat, if you have the old one, the old Honeywell, the wheel, turn it up from 19 till 20, to 21. Or if you have the new one, the new digital ones, which are commonly, you can move them around, to press it a few times up. 3-4 times up to hit the 21 mark, so that should be more comfortable.
You're not feeling cold, you're not a choyer.
So you're not a choyer?
No, you're not cold.
So can
you
now...
In this environment,
will
you become
a
choyer?
What about
no, 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 you'll not become a choyer at all. It's just for extra comfort. You want to ask a goy directly that he should give you the positive hanor to up and to boost the system, that it should be from 19 degrees to 21 degrees. That is the shaila in which you're correctly saying that a lot of people would have thought, nod their heads, no, 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 and listen to this fascinating
position. Is it a grum?
Sorry?
Is it a grum?
Well, if that's the regular way that it turns on, you turn it on and a few seconds later it turns on, it's not necessarily called a grummer.
If I would take this thermostat and take it to a cold room.
No. Moving the thermostat was a different topic. We once discussed this. Yeah. I don't want to confuse the two topics. I'm talking about it's fixed to the wall.
That was okay.
You want to turn up. You want to turn the wheel up to 21 degrees, or you want the goy to press the up button up to 21 degrees. Is that okay or not? And I think a lot of us thought that it should be a problem. Why? Because you're not a choyer. You're not a situation of you're going to potentially be ill at all. It's okay. You just, you know, it's a bit chilly. You know, you just want a bit hotter. So what would be the hetter? To ask directly a goy to turn up and give you positive benefit that should be more warm.
Is it the same question as putting a radiator to radiate it on?
It's not really.
Because it's you're making the water come through, it's cooking.
Why don't the generator put the heat on?
No. Each one's got a separate cheshbon. Like the water's already been preheated. And over here, we want the goy to turn on the entire boiler. The question is, can you ask a goy to turn on the boiler? And we all thought it was a problem. Listen to this. You open the Zohar Shamir, Rabbi Falk from Gateshead. He writes very beautifully over here. He says that there should be no problem in asking a goy directly to please turn up the Honeywell machine to 21 degrees. A non-Jew may be requested to turn it higher. How is that possible? Because there's something called a psik resha. You've asked the goy to turn up the dial to 21. Oh. Now that in itself might not turn up the system. The system might not turn on, especially if it's on already. Then it's certainly just going to carry on. So he says over here, since one is not actually asking him to switch on the boiler, you're not asking to take him to the boiler.
No, nothing.
It is of no concern to us that this will inevitably occur due to his action. This is based on the rule of Sikresha. We know that, Lofez, let's just digest this. The Ramah tells us in Reishman Gimel Sifei, if you have a pot, a raw cholent, and you don't know, there's no way of getting it cooked, how are you supposed to cook a raw cholent? Says the Ramah, I've got a solution. You take your raw cholent, you put it on top of your fire that is used to warm up the whole house, and the halacha is you can ask your shivcha to turn up the base achoref, the heating, because hakol chayim makes altina. Once you can do that, just place the pot of cholent above near the base achoref, near where the fire is, and now that's going to be okay, because it's a psik resha that the goy is doing action one of turning up the heat, the heater of the house, which is fine. A psik resha of that, an inevitable action will be that your cholent will be cooked. That is what the Ramah says clearly in Reish Nigam Sifei. It says that you're allowed to take a kadeira, right? It says you can take noy hagim. We all know it. Sha'elim Yehudim Meitzian Hakadeiras Minatanurin. He says over here, or Meishivin Oison Eitzel Beisa. I don't want to read the whole lashon. And you've got basically you can take a pot, put it next to the fireplace. Ask you're going to turn on the fireplace. On what grounds? On the grounds of that you're cold, and when you're cold, you're allowed to ask you going to turn it on. And then the psik resha is that the challah will be cooked, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains why it's okay. It's a fascinating kula in Amir Akum that psik resha is okay, and we all know all the different cases that's discussed in the postgame. Different cases that the postgame discuss. You know, some people, I don't know if some people know this, that brushing, brooming indoors is okay, but to brush with a broom outdoors is usually a problem, because ashvagumis, inevitably you'll be filling up some of the holes with other dust, and that is considered a psik resha that you're inevitably making it flat. And the Mishnah Berurah there says, but a goy, you can instruct a goy to brush outside. You can take a broom and brush outside with outdoor brush, no problem, outside. Although a yid can't do it because it's a psik resha, but a goy can do a psik resha. And we know the festa case is when a person has a fridge, and when you open the fridge, the light goes on, and you would like to open it on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you yourself can't open it because it's a psik resha. Psik resha by a yid, you can't do. But to ask a goy to do a psik resha, says the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, and says, well, many poskim, I'll take some like that. That's no problem to ask a goy to open the door to open the door of the fridge, although you know the fridge is going to go, the fridge light is going to go on, because the light is a psik resha. What you're asking the goy to do is to open the door, and the fact that the light goes on, that is a psik resha. So psik resha by a goy is a fascinating color that you're allowed to do. Okay. Similarly, when it comes to our case, and you want to turn up the thermostat from number 19 to 21, says Zohar Shomer, says Rebbe Falk, there shouldn't be a problem. You are asking the goy to turn it up from 19 to 21. that's an act which might be okay because nothing might happen from that.
Or you might restart the
inevitably,
boiler.
Maybe the boiler might start up.
It started the boiler. No,
it's a 90. So if so, that is that could be similar to when you ask your guy to open the door of the fridge. And he opens the door of the fridge.
Definitely going to go on.
And inevitably, even if it's definitely the door, the light's for sure going to go on, and he knows it, and v'chulu, afilah hachi, we know that the post can bring down, that it's going to be okay. And Moshe Feinstein's got trouble to say this is okay. So, because you can ask you go to do psikration, to ask you to do melacha one, just an example, let's say you want to wash your hands, and there's grass underneath. So you yourself won't be able to wash your hands over the grass, because the shy loves a rea. But you'll be able to ask a guy, please wash my hands, although it's going directly on the grass, because that's not a problem. Secretion is okay.
Ask him to turn the tap on, you wash your hands?
Yeah, well, that's okay. What should be the problem with turning on the tap? You mean if it's...
No, he's turning on the tap, but it's going to go on the grass.
Oh, if it's going on
you're washing your hands yourself.
Yeah. That'll also be okay, because if the guy is doing one act, and something else happens because of that. That's the regular heta of a psikration. So that, if we accept that's the aloha, which a taka is brought down, the ramal. So the Befalk writes that similarly when it comes to asking a guy to turn up the thermostat, it should be okay. Because all he's doing is turning, you're asking him just to turn up something, and there's no issa in turning up a Honeywell. And really, even if you're talking about a digital one, there's no issa d'oraisa involved. There's only issa d'rabbanon because it's electricity, so it's not a major issa. It's an issa d'rabbanon. So if a person's a bit cold, then you can invite to ask you go to Zimbalava. That's where he writes his Zahar Shomri. And someone showed this to me a few weeks ago, going back quite a few weeks ago, and he was quite startled. He said, since when did I know this halacha that you can actually ask a goy to turn up the, you know, is this such a double kosher that should be okay? We all know again that if it's very cold, if the digits are in the single digits and it's, you know, bitter, you can feel without it, it's again, if it's cold, you know when it's really cold. Then we know that you can ask a goy, that's a very clear halacha. That's not our shayla. Our shayla is when it's okay. But you prefer, you know, it's not gashmak, you have people around, it's a bit chilly, you get a bit in a bad mood, it's not so gashmak, you want a bit higher. Since when can you ask a goy to turn it up? Says the Befalk, you can tell a goy to turn it up because it's a psik resha. Now, there is what to question and argue on this psak, and you can say that it's not the same as all the cases that we've discussed before. And the reason is that when you ask a goy to open the door of a fridge and the light turns on, there are two separate actions that happen. Action one is opening the door, action two is switching on the light. When you have a system in place in the house where the boiler is on, where you have a boiler and you have a thermostat, the way you turn on your boiler or the way you give it a boost is by turning up the thermostat. And you need not go over to the boiler and get involved with the boiler. You just, the way to give the boiler a bit of a push and they should act a bit better is by turning up the thermostat. That you can claim is not considered two actions. It's the same. It's the very same action of giving the boiler boost. Therefore, it's a bit questionable. I've had this discussion on email with various of Talmidim of Rebbe Falk, and it's not so clear that you can claim that this is called a psik resha. Again, because what am I asking the guy to do? Turn up the thermostat. And then I'll hide behind it saying that it's a psikresha that made it, you know, psikresha, something else will turn on. But in a way, when you ask your guy to turn it up, he's doing that very action of turning on the boiler. It's not like you're asking your guy to do action A and then action B happens. This is
all the way. It's not like a fridge. Fridge is one, two.
No,
it's one.
It's two separate things going on.
You open the door, automatically the light comes on.
My point is, secretion means there's two separate things going on. Action A and action B. So then, when action A, when the guy does action A and action B happens, the light goes on, fine, I get the point of secretion. But when you ask your guy, please turn up the thermostat, the way I see it, is that you've asked the guy to give your boiler a boost. It's not like the fridge case that you've asked the guy to open the door, and you're sort of hiding behind the case where the light goes on. That's a completely separate thing, I understand that. But when, I'm claiming that this, so when you ask your guy to turn up the thermostat, you are by definition asking to do the actual beep, which is the same thing.
There's another difference. I don't want the light on. I want the fridge.
To be fair, the case of the light is even if you do want the light on.
It's like the reason why it's okay.
Why it was okay with the light, you're right. But the truth is that lock is even if you want the light, let's say it's very dark, and you won't be able to see without it. Even so, it's okay, but there's different, because when I ask the guy to open the door, by no means can you picture it and have any reflection to me instructing him to turn on the light. It has nothing to do with it. So if it happens by itself, it's a particular issue. However, when I ask a guy to turn up the thermostat, I'm arguing here to say that it's more than that. I'm essentially asking the guy, please get my boiler going. It's not a particular issue. It's not like, you know, turn it up. Basically, when I ask you to turn it up, I'm basically saying, you know what this is going to do? This is directly hitting an entire boiler system to give it a boost. And therefore, I feel it's hard to believe, again, Rafak's not here to explain it, because it's very difficult, you have to take it in the right perspective. But looking at it face value, it's a bit of a chiddush, because it's very different to all the other cases where the Shulchanos, or the Poskim discuss the case of Sikresha, is when you have clear action A, and that has nothing to do, it doesn't reflect on action B at all. You wouldn't have thought that the Yid is asking at all to turn on the light. You wouldn't have thought the Yid is asking the guy to water the plants. There's nothing to do with it when you ask. You were asked the guy to wash my hands, and that has nothing to do with watering the glass. So understand, secretion is okay. However, you could argue when it comes to asking a guy to switch up, to turn up the thermostat, you can't hide behind the fact. You can't hide behind the fact to say that you have nothing to do with the boiler. No, you basically asked the guy like switching on the light. You know, switch on the light. You can't say, you know, this was a switch and it's nothing to do with the light. I asked the guy to switch on the light, and obviously the light switch. The light's going to go on. I see it similar to a light switch. That's how he says he wants to say it's experience. Maybe there's a different way of the boilers work differently, a bit slightly differently. I can't fully understand. But at the end of the day, I do feel that this case cannot be treated as a psychiatrist. In which case, let's take a step back. Okay, so if it's not a psychiatrist and it's considered as if you're asking a guy directly,
basically, for you,
turn it up for me, we know that Allah is. That you can't directly ask a goy to do something, but you can be meramis to a goy.
Yeah, it's a positive halacha.
So now you can be meramis to a goy, and there's a halacha that moisif, to be moisif the hanor, that could be, you could claim that you could
is
get
it
away
on?
With that.
Is the heating on so the radiator or not on?
So if it's on, maybe, okay. If it's on, then you can get
if
away
it's
with
on,
it.
It'll be on.
Right,
if it's on, it won't be.
Exactly, so then you'll have to work out if it's on or not. If it's off, then you won't be able to claim that this is Tosefes Hanor.
No.
But if it's on, then you can Baderech Remes, so you can see it's a more dodgy. If you're going to go ahead with the Rebbe Falk Svarah, you can tell it goy, turn it up, turn it down, whatever you like. Everything's a Psik Resha. If you're going to accept that it's not Psik Resha, then you can't instruct the goy to turn it up or down. You'd have to do Baderech Remes. And even then, you'd have to make sure it's turning down. Or if it's turning up, you'd have to make sure that it's on already to claim that it's just, you know, keeping it going or Tosefes Hanor. So you can see how tricky, how different the psak would be if you go ahead and say that's a psak kresha. If you say it's a psak kresha, everything's okay. You tell it, go ahead, turn it up, turn it down, however much you want Shabbos afternoon. But if you accept that it's not a psak kresha, you cannot directly instruct him because it's not a chayli, there's no how to directly instruct him. You would have to do it with Derech Remes. And even with Derech Remes, only turn it down. Unless you turn it up in a case where it's already on and that sort of thing. But otherwise, you can see how different the psak will be. And again, the hag will tell you about the other shit.